All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the New York Giants were able to get things turned around yesterday and pick up their first win of the 2018 NFL season in a 27-22 victory over the Houston Texans. And a big reason why the Giants were able to go on the road and get this victory is from the early stages of the game, New York established their running game. And by establishing the running game, the Giants were able to feed off of that with plenty of play-action passes by quarterback Eli Manning. Rookie running back Saquon Barkley had 17 carries yesterday for 82 yards and a rushing touchdown on the Giants' opening drive. And from that point on, the Giants were really able to have a great mixture of running and passing. They had 29 pass attempts by quarterback Eli Manning while they attempted 27 rushes. And anytime that you can have balance like that, it generally is going to lead to victories in the NFL. Now for Manning, he was very efficient as he was 25 of 29 passing for 297 yards along with two touchdowns and, more importantly, no interceptions. Wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. had 9 catches for 109 yards, while Sterling Shepard had 6 catches for 80 yards. And coming out of the backfield, Saquon Barkley had 5 huge catches for 35 yards. This Giants defense harassed Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson all afternoon long, as Watson was only 24 of 40 passing. He did have 385 yards, but a lot of that was attempting to play catch-up, because at half, the Giants were up 20-6, and at one point they were actually up 20-3. He was sacked 3 times by this Giants defense, but the bottom line is the Giants put the pressure on him all afternoon long. And you look at the benching of right tackle Eric Flowers, and it was announced to the team last night, or pardon me, on Saturday night rather, that Flowers would not play. And it was like the message was sent, because the Giants' offensive line played so much better. They played with cohesion, but more on top of, importantly, the whole team played with cohesion. We saw passes that were dropped in week number one for the Giants in their loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which were caught yesterday. Then you saw the offensive line firing off the ball. This D-line was relentless as far as their pursuit of Deshaun Watson. The secondary covered better, and hands down, it was the most complete game that the Giants had played all year long. And the fact that they got the running game established was big, because they scored on their first drive, and that for the first time this season, the Giants actually had themselves a lead. So that really, you know, was able to build some momentum for themselves, build some confidence, and the Giants got their much-needed first victory of the season. Now, for Giants head coach Pat Shurmur, he is establishing things his way, and you can see that, and you can see how methodical this team was under him, and they look like a different team on offense than they had in the previous 2 weeks. Now, the big question obviously is going to be, will the Giants be able to keep it up? You know, they're home next week for the New Orleans Saints, which is never an easy game, but it will be interesting to see if the Giants can build some momentum off of their victory yesterday and carry it over to a very important game versus the Saints as they look to get back to 500 and, you know, potentially, you know, get some things going for themselves in the 2018 NFL season. But make no mistake about it, whenever the Giants can establish their running game with Saquon Barkley, it changes the tenor of things. We didn't see it in the first 2 weeks of the season. Granted, you know, Barkley did have a couple of big runs, but once you get that guy going, and once you can get Eli going off of play action, as far as things not being predicated where Eli just has to go back there and throw, this Giants offense can be a force to be reckoned with. But like I said before, they have to find a way to get that consistency and keep this going. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds Off Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.